Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz says Melissa and Mark Hortman will lie in state Friday at the Capitol, and they will be joined by their golden retriever, Gilbert. Former House Speaker Hortman will be the first woman and one of fewer than 20 Minnesotans to lie in state in the Capitol. The public can pay their respects from noon to 5 Friday. A private funeral is set for Saturday and will be live-streamed on the Department of Public Safety's YouTube channel. Minnesota's congressional delegation led a moment of silence on the U.S. House floor last night for Speaker Emerita Hortman and her husband Mark. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison paid tribute to Hortman, saying,
"She was often the smartest person in the room, but you wouldn't know it because she was so humble. She was a generous friend, a good neighbor, and a mentor to me and to so many others. She saw the dignity in all people and treated everyone with respect."
Congressman Tom Emmer told members there's no place in our country for politically motivated violence. The House paused in silence to remember the Hortmans. Pro-life Minnesotans are celebrating the third anniversary today of the U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion decision. Kathy Blazers, co-executive director of Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life.
"It was a wonderful, wonderful decision to have the Constitution of the United States brought back to its fullness and have states' rights to once again step forward and have own laws. And we look forward to the day in Minnesota where women and unborn children are protected."
Blazer says the laws in Minnesota did not change because we have abortion rights in our state constitution. And police are still searching for at least one suspect in a shooting Monday afternoon in North Minneapolis that left an 11-year-old boy dead. Investigators say there were three cars in the area at the time. Gas prices in Minnesota have jumped almost 20 cents a gallon over the past week. Brenna Knapp with AAA Minnesota says despite the weekend escalation between the U.S. and Iran, the jump is typical of early summer because Minnesotans are planning more trips.
"Prices will likely stay stickier this summer, you know, barring any large events. We typically just see a modest increase right in the beginning of the summer, and then pricing stays pretty sticky throughout the summer."
She expects gas prices to stay higher until after Labor Day weekend and the end of the summer travel season. And a new report suggests Minnesota is the best state in the U.S. for a summer road trip. The Wallet Hub study finds the Gopher State has the fourth highest spending on parks and recreation, the third most fairs and festivals, the third fewest car fatalities, and the fourth highest bridge quality. They also say Minnesota has reasonable camping, hotel, and car repair costs. This is MNN.